Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Larry McReynolds did a cameo
Speaking
for
of
us.
Cameos, Fantasy. You know who was on our show yesterday? It was Mike Dettillier.
Light Mike Dettillier. My God.
He's hilarious. From WWL Sports Radio in New Orleans. And so, yes, we know he covers all things Saints, but he had some great insight into the NFL draft overall. And so he talked to us about how the Falcons, you know, they traded up to go get, and we're going with Rook-way. For the sake of the show.
Rook-way. So okay, Rook. Okay.
I wanted to go with Rook-way, but we'll go with Rook until we can get confirmation from the Falcons on what he would like to
That's probably
go by.
Smart.
So,
well, good luck.
Rook-a-ro-ro-ro, you know, the Falcons traded up to get him in the second round. And so Mike Dettillier gave us his overall thoughts on the defensive tackle.
I live very close to a guy in this draft class that I would compare a ro-ro-ro to, and that's Mason Smith from LSU. They have a lot of similarities. Great athlete, can move them around. They flash it as a pass rusher. They play a little bit too high in the saddle against the run, and a ro-ro-ro is going to need some work in getting off the line of scrimmage, but not giving up all that body. Players get under his pads and move him around a little bit. Athletically, you say that's what a defensive lineman looks like, but there's some technical work here that's going to need to be done with him.
I think it's fair to say.
Just waiting on him to go, shoot him.
Mike Dettillier sounds like Bobby Hebert and Ed Orgeron combined voice-wise. But he is a college football analyst and a draft analyst as well. He does more. So I want to make sure that we just didn't have a Saints guy
to talk about. Yes,
no, I'm not. That's not criticizing you, just so people know. But one of the things that Mike and I watched some film this morning, Tiff, you know, because we had to break it down like all the hardcore podcasters out there. And he does a lot of different things, but Mike, he has long arms and he's able to kind of use those. But you pointed out that he's not a very handsy player.
No, and I think that's what Mike is trying to say in his film. If you turn on Rook's highlight film, it's very much taking half a man, a rip move, and kind of getting into the backfield and wreaking havoc. And most of the time on pass plays, right? And Mike's concern, and I share that concern, is that he plays high in the run game. And a lot of times when that happens, it's because you are not getting your hands on the offensive lineman. You're not getting pressed away from them. A lot of times when you see, let's just call it a defensive lineman, taking on a double team, they have shot their hands into the chest or the shoulder pads of like a tackle. They're getting double teamed by a guard, and they're able to kind of roll into it and kind of use their hips and anchor down. Without that length, right, without being able to extend your hands into somebody's chest pad, you lose leverage. You become not as long, right? And I always, when I was coaching, I always used to talk about how you would try to push a wall. Like if you were trying to push a wall down, you would put your hands on it and get as leveraged out as you can, right? Get a flat back, and you try to push that wall over. You wouldn't want to push it with your forehead, right? Because
no.
You don't have leverage doing that. And so I think that's one of the things he's going to have to work on. I think at 35, they obviously see the explosiveness that it takes to be in this defense.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because one of the things that I kept coming back to is how quick his first step seems to be. I don't know if it's competition that he's playing, but it seemed like he was splitting guys, an offensive lineman, pretty quickly at times.
Yeah, you know, I struggle always kind of diagnosing this because I think you have to give him credit for that. And I think we talked about yesterday how a lot of these guys are fifth and sixth year players, seniors that didn't go underclassmen. It was like, we're going to, you know, draft veterans. When you get that far into a system, especially at a place like Clemson and in colleges, what are they doing? You know what I mean? It's hand clap. It's the same cadence. They're pointing the finger down or they're clapping or they're head bobbing or whatever. And you start to learn that, and you start timing that, and you start being explosive through the gap. It's not going to be – the cadences in the NFL are just 10 times harder than that. So I want to give him credit for that. I don't necessarily know if it'll translate, but he is definitely explosive when he comes off the ball.
Well, that said, that a lot of offenses, even in the NFL, have the guard do the
tap.
The hand tap, the little hand motion.
Flash, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's normally the left. Is it the left normally that does it, or does it rotate?
But honestly, I think it just depends on what team you're playing for, and you know who's a bigger vet. Because you wouldn't have like it might have been the left in the Falcons, but you wouldn't have asked Bergeron to do
that.
He needs to keep his head up, so it would have gone to Lindstrom. So it just depends on what system you're in, who's playing guard, and what you're asking them to do, as far as that goes.
But you think defensive linemen do they look for that when?
I think that. And listen, how many times do we talk about how hard it is to win on the road in the NFL? And that's just another one of the things, right? When you're on the road in the NFL and it's loud and you're playing against Baltimore or Cleveland or whatever it is, Pittsburgh, that's another thing that kind of goes into the goes into the back pocket of the defense. That's why it's so important for us to fill the bins, right? When we have all these teams coming, it's like, dude, if you want them to be able to flash the hand or go on the head bob and you want your defense lineman like Rook to get the jump, you got to have it loud in there, or else they're going to go on cadence.
And I'm sure Braylon Trice, the linebacker out of Washington, who the Falcons took in the third round, would love that too. Hey, you guys caught up with Brock Huard. He's a former, we all know his name, right? But he's also a college football analyst for Fox Sports, but also a former Washington Husky. And he gave his thoughts on Braylon Trice.
Braylon Trice, if he was a little bit longer and jumped a little bit higher and ran a little bit faster, he would be a first-round guy. His tape is first-round guy. One of the best in the country, I think second to Will Anderson last year in total number of pressures on the quarterback. Every big game, every big moment, it was number 8 that was constantly making plays, constantly chasing and hitting and harassing all over the field with a motor that never stops. It just so happens that he was, 6'3 and 250 and ran 4'7, which, is a third-round kind of guy, but the play on the field and the motor on the field is a first round kind of talent.
When you watch the stuff on him, a couple of things pop out. Like the way he plays, the intensity he uses, but we kept watching and they ran stunts with him, but there were times, Mike, where he had like a over under move, and his repertoire was just like it feels like he is the full allotment of pass rush moves, which we heard. What did we hear about with Dallas Turner and Latu? Like, some of these guys are like, well, they got to develop another move, right?
Yeah.
It feels like he's got all of them. He just doesn't have the athletic testing traits.
The athletic upside.
Yeah.
But
does
a lot
that
times,
matter?
That happens because they can get away. They don't have to develop secondary moves because they're usually a better athlete than the guy they're going against, right? So if you're Dallas Turner and you always get away with a rip move or a bull rush or a long arm, then, you're not really working that much on the next one because you're strong enough and long enough and fast enough to get away with it.
So you have to find the balance of not just relying on your own athleticism.
Right.
You've got to work on the technique.
If it's the age-old discussion, you have a vet savvy that maybe he's got the full book, and then you maybe have a rookie that, runs a 4.42 and, can do all the different things athletically and winds up in the right place a lot of times because they're good athletes.
And that's why you hear about guys like Tom Brady or whoever else.
Exactly.
Like
Tom Brady
about.
When he was 39, Tiff, he said, why would I retire now? I just got all the answers
to
the test.
I just outsmart people.
Yeah.
I love that what you just said, like bringing up that point, because we all remember the video of him running at the combine, Tom Brady. I know it's a different position, but I would just assume take the veteran savvy mindset guy, the hard worker that outworks you in every way possible over the guy who just steps on the field and is more athletic. Because at the end of the day, that hard work does come to roost in a league like the NFL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.